Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you please give us the scores?
Roy Blunt Jr. has the lead, Peter, with 3 points. Paula Poundstone and Richard Roper are tied for second. Each has 2.
Well, we've flipped a coin, and Paula has elected to go second. So, Richard, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Russia's defense minister applauded the death of Shamil Basayev, the leader of the blank rebels.
James Dean rebels.
Without a cause, no. The Chechen rebels. Authorities named 2 suspects Thursday in the attacks on commuter trains in blank.
In India.
Yes. Mumbai, India.
Mumbai.
The Senate has agreed to plans that would make it easier to import prescription drugs from blank.
Canada.
Right. Texas Rangers shortstop Michael Young's 9th inning triple drove in the winning run in this year's blank.
All-Star game.
Right. Police in County Donegal, Ireland stopped and ticketed for speeding a blank.
Sheep.
No, a hearse driver leading a funeral procession. Famed for her roles in musicals and for playing the perfect wife, actress blank died at age 88.
June Allison.
Right. Former CBS News anchor blank has signed on to do a weekly news show on HDNet.
Dan Rather.
Right. For the 27th year in a row, people gathered at the train tracks in Laguna Niguel, California last weekend to blank.
Wave goodbye to the swallows as they leave for Capistrano.
To moon the passing trains. According to the Orange County Register, nearly 5,000 people turned up at the hurricane fence along the tracks in Laguna Niguel for the sole purpose of showing Amtrak passengers their heinies. This all started years ago in a bet. It's grown into a major event with food stands, bands, T-shirt booths. The best part is nobody organizes it. It just happens, a spontaneous gathering of plucky Americans ranging from motorcycle gangs to 70-year-old grannies spontaneously dropping their trowel.
What a country.
Isn't it great? Yeah. That's what the terrorists hate.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Richard do in our quiz?
Richard had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Richard has taken the lead.
Bravo, Richard. Well done. Okay, Paula, you're up next. Fill in the blank. After he and his lawyers boycotted the proceedings, blank's trial was adjourned for 2 weeks.
Kenley?
No. Saddam Hussein. Police have tied an explosion that leveled a townhouse in blank to a divorce battle.
New York.
Right. Saying they ruined her career, former CIA agent blank filed a lawsuit against Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, and Scooter Libby.
Valerie Plame.
Right. Henry Paulson was officially sworn in Monday as the new blank.
Secretary of the Treasury.
Very good, yes. At least 2 people were injured in Berlin by some pranksters who left on the street a blank labeled, "Can you kick it?"
Can?
No, a soccer ball filled with concrete.
Oh.
At his memorial service in Texas, former Enron head blank was compared to Martin Luther King and Jesus Christ.
Now, is that Ken Lay?
Yes, it is. 2 months after being injured falling out of a coconut tree, blank admitted that the tree was actually more like a bush.
Keith Richards.
Yes. As part of a new safety campaign, police in Suffolk, England are urging women who are going out drinking to blank.
Not kick balls.
No. Although.
That went straight to the lessons learned office.
Yeah. No. To wear nice pants.
Mm-hmm.
And I will explain why. The safety campaign shows pictures of blotted women on the ground. Next to the message, quote, "If you've got it, don't flaunt it." It goes on to say, "If you fall over or pass out, remember your skirt or dress may ride up. You could show off more than you intended. For all our sakes, please make sure you're wearing nice pants and that you've recently had a wax," unquote.
Didn't their mothers tell them that?
Yeah. Well, apparently it's become a part of the state's responsibilities in Suffolk.
Pants and a wax, same way I get ready every time I go on Wait, Wait.
Exactly.
Same preparation ritual.
I thought I heard some screaming.
Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She has 12 points now and is tied with Richard for the lead.
All right, then. So how many does Roy need to win?
5 correct answers.
All right. Here we go, Roy. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. The U.S. Army is ending its oft-criticized multi-billion dollar no-bid contracts with the blank company.
Halliburton.
Right. After attacking Gaza this week, Israel expanded its military operations by attacking hundreds of targets in blank.
Lebanon.
Right. Massachusetts High Court ruled that a proposal banning blank could move forward.
Gay marriage.
Right. Sid Barrett, co-founder of the band Blank, died at age 60.
Pink Floyd.
Right. The Tulsa Drillers minor league baseball team got some attention for handing out blanks to fans during a game.
Oh, handing out. Oh, Hot dog.
Nope. Moses bobbleheads.
I'll be doing it.
Crowds
nice.
Of
nice.
Crowds of enthusiastic partygoers visited the National Zoo last weekend to celebrate the first birthday of Tyshawn the Blank.
Panda.
Right. A New York State senator has subpoenaed members of the College Board for refusing to release a report about scoring errors on the blank.
On the, you know, the test you take to get into college.
I was so tired
board.
That I...
Yeah, that I...
No, it's the SAT, right?
SAT.
The owner of a patch of land being sold in South Carolina says he wishes he could still enforce a covenant on the land that would forbid its sale to blanks.
Forbid its sale to... people from North Carolina.
No, to Yankees.
Ah. Mm.
Henry E. Ingram Jr.'s covenant also bans people named Sherman and people whose last names are anagrams of Sherman.
To people in South Carolina, people in North Carolina are Yankees.
Yeah, that's probably true. Anyway, the buyer of the land discovered the covenants but was assured by the home builders that will build her home that the covenants are no longer enforceable. The original owner is now planning to leave the Yankee-infested South for Costa Rica, where they also hate Yankees, but they mean something different by it. Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
He needed 5 correct answers to win. Roy had 5 correct answers. So with 13 points, Roy Blunt Jr. is this week's champion.
Back when I took them, they didn't call them the SATs.
What do they call them?
They call them to get out your pencil thing. I don't know. I feel bad about not being able to think of the SAT.
Yeah, I understand.
Sure.